While many people are out and about as if the COVID-19 threat has passed, the World Health Organization says the wider European region is once more at the pandemic's epicentre. Across 53 countries, including parts of Central Asia, there are 78 million current infections. That's more than the cumulative total of Southeast Asia, the Eastern Mediterranean, and all of Africa. And it's a figure rising by a quarter of a million new infections daily, with 3,600 deaths every day.
According to one reliable projection, if we stay on this trajectory, we could see another 500,000 COVID-19 deaths in Europe and Central Asia by the 1st of February next year.
Why is it happening in a region with generally good access to vaccines? The WHO points to waning immunity among those vaccinated 6 months or more ago, and vaccine hesitancy in countries like Russia, where misinformation on social media has contributed to more than 1,000 virus deaths a day. There's also the relaxation of public health measures. England, for example, where mandatory restrictions were lifted in July, is now responsible for around 1 in 10 of all new infections worldwide. Efforts to distribute booster jabs are being hampered by public apathy. Yet the government is resisting calls from scientists to reintroduce precautions or risk an even more deadly winter. There is a glimmer of good news. The UK has become the first country in the world to license a new treatment for COVID-19. Described as potentially game-changing, the antiviral pill made by US pharmaceutical company Merck has been shown to halve the chances of dying or being hospitalised for those most at risk of severe symptoms of the disease.
This pill interferes with the virus's replication mechanisms, and by interfering with how it reproduces, it makes it make many mistakes. And by making many mistakes, it stops it from being able to reproduce properly. And that's how it works.
But new treatments alone won't be enough to slow the renewed spread of the virus across Europe, among countries some of whom believed until recently that it was all over. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.